I grew up in a house where storms pretended to be calm, where silence did the shouting while we acted like it was born. So I slipped into the library just to borrow some more time. Let paper spine companions pull me out of every climb. I watched a hero lose it all and still come back for more. Saw broken families learn to talk and not just slam the door. Each chapter felt familiar, though my life was not there yet. Like somebody mapped my future in a language I forget. How can ink and paper know the roads I've never walked? Why do strangers on these pages sound like secrets I have talked? Books whispered ancient patterns that the future still repeats. They show me hidden footpaths underneath my own. Behind my beats. First love hit like a plot twist. I pretended I could read. I thought our names were written in an unbreakable slow creed. But all those bittersweet romances have been trying to confess that even perfect storylines can end in human mess. When my heart cracked open, it still felt deja vu. Like I'd already practiced letting go inside a book or two. I heard those ruined characters still choosing how to stand. So I copied their small courage with my shaking, borrowed hands. I faced my first real crossroad with no spoiler in the sky. College job, a sudden exit, like a stranger saying goodbye. But essays on regret had etched a warning in my veins. Chasing someone else's script just multiplies your chains. When life throws brand new questions that I never thought to ask, the ghosts of old pages really help me with the task. Books whispered ancient patterns that the future still repeats. They show me hidden footpaths underneath my own defeats. They train my pulse to recognize the rhythm life completes. So I walk into tomorrow with the map behind my beats. Later on the grind got louder than my heartbeat in my chest. Emails stacked like Angry Birds that never took a rest. I found a dog-eared paperback on burnout and control. It read me like a diagnosis, then it handed back my soul. I saw the same old storyline, just dressed in office clothes. The tyrant, the jester, the ladder made of almost and suppose. In history books and novels, they'd warn me of this stage. So I walked out of that meeting like I had already aged. Then grief came in without knocking, like a villain in Act 3. I'd watched a thousand funerals through other eyes than me. Their rituals and stumbles, all the numbness and the rage, became a quiet handbook that I carried to my stage. When the plot turns dark and heavy and I cannot see the end, patterns I've studied still stand up as more than pretend. Books whispered ancient patterns that the future still repeats. They show me hidden footpaths underneath my own defeats. They train my pulse to recognize the rhythm life completes. So I walk into tomorrow with a map behind my beats. Now I laugh at all the self-help that I read before the fall. I underline my panic like it came with notes for all. Still those awkward highlighted pages taught me more than I admit. They showed me where my triggers hid and when my mask would split. I am not some fortune teller, I still trip and lose my place. But every time I crash, I swear I've seen that kind of face. The bully, the betrayer, and the friend who never stays. They all lived inside my paper world before my modern days. If the costumes keep on changing while the same old scripts repeat, will I spot the deeper pattern when I meet it in the street? Books whispered ancient patterns that the future still repeats. They show me hidden footpaths underneath my own defeats. They train my pulse to recognize the rhythm life completes. I walk into tomorrow with a map behind my beats. There is a future version of me staring from some page. a character who learned to turn compassion out of rage. I meet them in memoirs where the broken choose to mend. They lend me tiny bravery I can borrow, not pretend. So when the next hard season comes, disguised as something new, I check my inner library for who already pushed through. I flip through borrowed lifetimes that are humming in my chest. They do not give me answers, but they train me for the test. Print tomorrow brings a heartbreak that no story wrote exact. Will the echoes in my ribcage still help guide the way I act? I know I still must stumble with no spoiler line in sight, but reading teaches muscles that remember how to fight. The covers close at bedtime, yet the patterns stay awake. So I walk into the unknown with a risk I know I'll take.